Raftachov Gimel Amar Aleph. Yontif Chamisha B'Yom HaKippurim Shisha. Yontif, you have five aliyahs, and Yom Kippur six. Masnis and Moni. Our mission doesn't go like anyone in the Brises. Lo Rabbi Shmuel, lo Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, B'Yontif Chamisha B'Yom HaKippurim Shisha. The Brises starts off, on Yontif, you have five aliyahs, on Yom Kippur six, over Shabbos Shiva, and Shabbos seven. Ein Pochsim Mehen Vein Mosifan Elen. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. You can't add or subtract from them. So that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can't subtract from them, you can add. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Akiva, Omer B'yontif Chamisho, V'yom HaKippurim Shiva, U'v'Shabbos Shisha. Right? On Yom Yontif, you have five. On Yom Kippur, seven. And on Shabbos, six. Ein Pochsim Mehen Avo Mosifan Elen. You can't say less, but you can add more aliyahs. So money. So who does our Mishnah go like? I Rabbi Shmuel Kashya Tosefes. If it goes like Rabbi Shmuel, it's not like Rabbi Shmuel because our Mishnah says you can add aliyahs, and here it says you can't add. Rabbi Shmuel holds you can't add. I Rabbi Akiva Kashya Shisha V'Shiva. Can't be Rabbi Akiva because he switches around Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Shabbos is six and Yom Kippur is seven. Our Mishnah says just the opposite. And the Svara of Rabbi Akiva, right, Lechora, Yom Kippur is what's it called, not Chayav Skila, and Shabbos is. Right, so Shabbos should be more, because Yom Kippur either has an extra tefillah of Ne'ilah, or Yom Kippur has Tainus, which Shabbos doesn't have. There's the dinim, all the dinim of Tzom. So Omar Rav, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah goes according to Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, B'yontif Chamisha, B'yom HaKippurim Shisha, B'Shabbos Shiva, so that's like our Mishnah, and Ein Posim Mehen Avo Mosifan Aleihem Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Right, so you see that what's it called, Rabbi Shmuel, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel holds that what's it called, that like our Mishnah, five for Yontif, six for Yom Kippur, seven for Shabbos, and you could add more aliyahs. So Moses says, Kasher Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Lemaisa, Rabbi Shmuel and the other Brises said that you can add. And here Rabbi Shmuel says you can, so it's a Stirin Rabbi Shmuel. Trei Tanoi, Ali Rabbi Shmuel, two different Tanoim reported what Rabbi Shmuel said. One said Rabbi Shmuel said you could add aliyahs, and one said you couldn't. And our Mishnah goes like the Mandi Omer who holds in Rabbi Shmuel that you can add aliyahs. Rashi, Hachi Garcina, Tanah de Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. Man Tana Lahadatanya, who is the author of the following brisa? B'yontif ma'achrin lavo u'maharin lotzis. On Yontif, you start davening later, people come later to davening, and you leave early. Right, Rashi? Why do you come late? As you start davening later, you know, you come late, you start later. B'yontif ma'achrin lavo, the Beis HaKnesses, shetzorech litroach b'sudas yontif, because you need time to prepare sudas yontif before you come to shul. And even though the women are the ones who usually prepare sudas yontif, but the men have to watch the children while they're preparing, or they have to help out also. So in the mail, you have to come a little bit late. This is the morning. Kach mefurish maseches sofrim. And you want to get out of shul as early as possible so you can be marba b'simchas yontif. B'yom HaKippurim m'marim lavo, on Yom Kippur you daven earlier, u'ma'achrin lotzeis, and you stay later. U'v'Shabbos m'marim lavo, m'harim lotzeis. On Shabbos you start earlier, and you, what's it called, leave earlier also. See Rashi. B'Shabbos memarim lavo shikvar tiknu akol me'erev Shabbos. Because Shabbos, you don't have to really prepare the meal. You just have to put it out. But it's all prepared before Shabbos. The yofel lemayer b'yosen likro shema kivasikin. And therefore it's good to daven shachris as early as possible. Daven kivasikin. U'memarim lo tzeis mishuvan shal. You want to get out of shul though early as possible because of only Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says that on Shabbos ma'achrin lavo. Shabbos, you start later. So they answer that Shabbos, you start later than the weekday, but earlier than what a yontif would be. You don't daven Shabbos as late as you do yontif, but you don't daven as late as you do, as early as you do on chol either. Daven later than chol, but earlier than yontif. So Mara says, Lemar Rabbi Akiva de'isle gavri yaseira, right, since on Yom Kippur, you have an extra aliyah, that's why you have to start davening earlier. And why you stay later because of the extra aliyah, right? La'afilu tem Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi says no, it's lav dafka Rabbi Akiva. It could be even Rabbi Shmuel. The Nafis Sidur of the Yom is a lot more on Yom Kippur besides one extra Aliyah that keeps you in shul later, and Mameli should start davening earlier. Okay. I don't know what the Havamina was, but in any case, okay. Hani Shlosha Chamisha Shiva Kineged Mi. The three Aliyahs, five Aliyahs, seven Aliyahs. Who do they correspond to? Pligi Bor of Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, V'chad Di'imei, Uman Reb Shim Ben Pazi. So there's machlokas between Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni and Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Va'amri lo Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi v'chad di'imei umana Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. And some say that it's what's it called, the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi and somebody else who was Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. Va'amri lo Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. And some say it was Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni that this machlokas was between Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Chad Omer Keneged Birkas Kohanim. One said that it follows the pattern of Birkas Kohanim. Three is the first bracha, three words. Second bracha is five, and the third bracha is seven. Chad Omer, and even though we said already reasons that three is because every time you have something extra, the minimum was three, right? Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. And then every time you have something extra, you add another aliyah. Musaf, you add an extra aliyah. Isser Malacha, you add another aliyah. But the Gemara of Tosa says, didn't think that we'd add so many aliyahs just because of something extra. So you need a reason why even up to seven. And then, because of the extra, you have six. That's why he didn't ask about Yom Kippur. Six, just three, five, and seven. And didn't ask for four. Because once we know that you could even add seven in order, what's it called, because of the remez. So memela, for extra things, you add six, you add four, whatever. V'chad omer keneged shlosha shomrei asaf, chamisha maroi p'nei ha-melech, shiva roi p'nei ha-melech. There were three shomrei asaf, Rashi learns, is talking about by Megillas Esther and Achashverosh. Three shomrei asaf and malchusa de rakia, we want to make it like a royal thing, leini. So it has a hint to royalty. There's three shomrei asaf, five of the important roi p'nei ha-melech, and the seven roi p'nei ha-melech themselves. Tosfos learns that it's going on psukim in Malachim and in Yirmiyah, that there were roi p'nei ha-melech, not by Achashverosh. It's time to learn from the Achashverosh's court. It doesn't make sense. He says over there, it's speaking about, what's it called, by Malchei Yisrael, there were these same officers. Tonir of Yosef, Gimel Chamisha v'Shiva, Shlosha Shomrei Asaf, Chamisha miroi p'nei ha-melech, shiva roi p'nei ha-melech. Omer le Abaya, ad ho'idna my time alo parish lan mar. Till now, why didn't you tell us this? Why are you telling us now? You should have told us this before. Omer le lo, havi yodan, it's richus, I didn't know you didn't know it. So I didn't mention it. Umi bo isu minai milsa velo amri lechu. Did you ever ask me anything I didn't tell you? If you would have asked, I would have known you didn't know this. But now that you ask, I'm telling you the reason. Omer le Yaakov minoa l'rav Yehuda. The Girsa we have is Minor Yaakov the Min. Tosfos says it can't be. Wouldn't quote a Min, right? A Min is the early Christians in what's it called in the Gemara. So he says the Girsa should be Yaakov Mitzah. Okay. So Omer le Yaakov Mitzah or Rav Yehuda. Hani Shish of Yom Kippurim Keneged Mi. Six of Yom Kippur. What is that Keneged? Omer le Keneged Shish Shomdu Mi Yemino Shel Ezra V'Shisha Mismola. There were six people who stood to the right of Ezra and six to the left. So on Yom Kippur, we want to show chashivas of what's it called, six people as an inyan choshu. Shenemar, vayamod Ezra sofer al migdal eitz asher osu ladover, vayamod etzlo matisya v'shama v'aniya v'uriya v'chilkiya u'masiya al yamino, u'mismolo pidoya u'mishoyel u'malchiya v'choshum v'cheshbedona zecharya and misholim. Meshulam. So Mar says that's seven people on the other side. Shiva Havu. Mar says, Hainu Zachariah, Hainu Meshulam. Zachariah and Meshulam are the same person. Just mention both names. V'amai Karu Meshulam. Why was he called Meshulam? The Mishlam Ba'ufte. He was perfect in his actions, Zachariah. Rashi. Birkas Kohanim, Shlosha Tevos V'Posik Rishon, Yivorechecho Hashem V'Yishmarecho, Chamisha V'Posik Sheini, Yoyer Hashem Pona V'Elecho V'Chuneko is five words, and Shiva V'Posik Shlishi, Yisa has seven words. Chamisha Miroi P'nei HaMelech, V'Shiva Roi P'nei HaMelech, Shiva Heim, there are seven Roi P'nei HaMelech, Shiva Sori Parasamudai. Mehem yesh chamisha chashuvim. Five of them were exceptionally important. Kedasi b'sof malachim, shlosha shomrei asaf, b'sof sefer malachim, u'kenegdin tiknu elu me'ein dvar malchus. They want the Kriyas HaTorah to have a royal air about it, so the numbers that are involved with Kriyas HaTorah are numbers that are involved with royalty. The Mishlam Be'uvdei Tomim B'maisot. He was perfect in his actions. Tomer Rabbanan. Hakol Olin L'minyan Shiva V'afilu Kotten V'afilu Isha. Everybody can get an Aliyah, even a Kotten and a woman. Aval Omru Chachomim Isha Lo Tikra B'Torim Et Nekovet Sibur. But the Chachomim assured women from getting Aliyahs because of Kovet HaTzibur. Now the Rishonim say that doesn't mean you can call up all women or all Ketanim. It means Lahashlama, that if you don't have enough men, so you can make do with women or children also, you need a rove, according to many Rishonim, of men who are over Bar Mitzvah, and you can then fill in with children or women. It says, however, that if you don't have enough men, or you don't have a man who knows how to lane, a woman can lane.
That means you don't have a minyan for laning.
What? No, you have a minyan, so that people don't want to lane.
So
people don't want to make a brach. What?
That's talking about if it's kupa when each person lane.
Right. Or if you, you don't have somebody lane, you don't have nobody to lane, a woman can lane. And the chorish, she has to lane, shailah, she can lane with the tamim, because then it's kolisha. It's a singing voice, so she has to say it without the tamim. What is kovet HaTzibur? No, can't read. Not everybody can read. He doesn't know he could read. He doesn't know how to read. He doesn't know the pesukim. He has to read it without vowels. I think it's so easy to lay. So this year, this Shabbos, we're going to call you up to lane. Right, we'll
without
see.
The
without the time. We'll see how late it is. Okay. Without Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum first. What? Nobody has to correct the Balkor.
If they said not,
I guarantee if you lane, they'll correct.
They happened to lane once a couple of years ago, and they corrected me enough to correct
me. So what's a kovet HaTzibur? What's a kovet HaTzibur a woman doesn't lane? Some say kovet HaTzibur is because she's not really chayiv in laning, so to have a woman have an aliyah is not chayiv. Right, there's an affront to the men who are chayiv, and it's like the men over here can't do it, so we need the women to do it. Others say it's atznias. It's not sonua for a woman to be on display in front of men.
So how do you do? You don't have enough men,
yeah,
and the women you can't use, so who gets the lead?
No, so it says, so if you don't have a place, then even as kovet HaTzibur, you can give the women a lead. Right, but b'di'evit, you can give a woman a lead if there's not enough men.
What does it mean?
Just said what it means. Kovet HaTzibur means that it's either atznias, it's not a proper thing to have a woman, what's it called, display herself, and put on a show in front of men. That's Kovet HaTzibur. What? That's called Kovet HaTzibur. It's not Kovet for the Tzibur to have a woman put herself on the... Or it's not Kovet the Tzibur to have a woman who's not chayiv do what men should be doing. Men were chayiv.
Originally we said that the women can do it only if there is not enough men. Right. And we said, well, she should not do it because of kovet HaTzibur.
No. You missed. Okay. What we said originally is you can't have all women. It can only be hashlom. You have most men, right? But that's even if there are men. But you can't have all women. That's one thing. Now, because of kovet HaTzibur, women bichlal not. But that's only where you have men who can do it. But if you can mevatel Kriyas HaTorah because of not calling a woman, then it's more kovet HaTzibur to be yotzei than not to lane.
You cannot give aliyahs, two aliyahs the same day to the same person in the same kriyas HaTorah?
No. Person can't get a aliyah twice. That's a difference. It's a separate thing. It's a special halacha by a kohen. It's not a person except for Simchas Torah or whatever, and I'll give a person aliyah twice. On the same thing. What? No, so the tzibur can't be mochel on their cover. The tzibur can't be mochel b'chlal because they're a tzibur.
So,
yeah, so you see from here that's not an ikur You know, that's not the reason why conservative Judaism is no good, because they give aliyahs to women. Okay, boy Elohu, Mafter Maushi Allah Minyan Shiva. Does the Mafter count as one of the seven, or it's seven plus Mafter? Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Chadomer Ole, Chadomer Einu Ole. So Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba and Rav Huna argued. One said that Mafter is counted in the seven. The seventh person is Mafter. And the other one holds that he's not Ole. Mandi Omer Ole Dohokori. Right, Maisa, he reads, just like everybody else, so he counts as one of the seven. Man diomer einu ola kedu'ula. Domer ula mipnei maha mafter benovi tzora shikra betorah. Right, why does the person who says mafter in the Navi have to get an aliyah, right, and read something from the Torah? Tchilam and they cover Torah. That we shouldn't have somebody reading only from the Navi. He should also read from the Torah. But it's only to be yotzei that he shouldn't only read from the Navi. So he's not really reading for the sake of the reading of the Torah. So therefore, he's not part of the seven aliyahs. The kivan de mishum kovet Torah hu leminyon lo solik doesn't count as one of the seven aliyahs. Meisve hamafter benavi lo yifchos mi esrim v'echad psukim keneged shiva shekoru batorah. Right? The haftorah shouldn't have less than 21 psukim. Three psukim for every aliyah. Now, if there are really eight aliyahs, they should have 24 psukim in the haftorah. Then the isa esrim v'arba havyan. Where it says, "Kivan de mishum kovet Torah hu kineg dol nami lo boy." Since the only reason the mafter reads is only because of kovet Torah, not because he's really one of the aliyahs, not eight aliyahs, only seven aliyahs. But he has to read from the Torah. It's kovet Torah. We don't count that in how many psukim there have to be in the haftorah. And Tosa says that even though we have haftorahs that are smaller, last week's haftorah was less than 21 psukim. That's where it's a complete inyan, you don't need 21 psukim. Where it's not a complete inyan, then you need 21 psukim. Also, he says that what's it called? Let's look at the light on the Umara. Maskith lo rov, v'harei oloseichem sofu, d'lo havin esrim v'chad, the korinon, right? The haftorah oloseichem sofu doesn't have 821 psukim when we read it as haftorah. Where it says, shani hosn, the solik inyana. Right, it's a complete inyan, like we said. Therefore, you don't need 21 psukim. The heichad lo solik inyan lo, where it's not a complete inyan, you do need 21 psukim. V'omer Rav Shmuel bar Abba zimnin sagiyin havi kamina kamed Rav Yochanan v'chi havi karinin asora psukei omer lon ifsiku. Right, when they finish 10 psukim in the haftorah, he said enough. Say the brachas. Right, you don't have to. We have minhagim now, which haftorah is to say. But they didn't. They had to learn something from the Navi. Once it said Tem Psukim, they were Yotze. Moses, Mokum Sheish Turgum and Shani. Over there, there was a Metargim. And it was already a big Tircha, right? Because they had every Pasuk twice. It was almost like 21 Psukim. Tem Psukim is like 20. Loshanu Elu Mokum Sheein Turgum. He said, Tosu says, that's why we're not Metargim the Haftorahs. Because it says if there are places where they didn't, places they didn't, so we don't do it at Bichlal. We don't do any targum. The Teimonim still make targum. If you go to the Chashmonaim, to the Teimonim minion, they have a Metargim. Right? So you should be aware of that. The laning is twice as long, if not more. And but we are not Metargim because people don't understand Aramaic. Have a makom sheyesh turgum on posik, where there is a metargim, you can say less psukim for the haftorah. See, v'pnei kovet Torah shelo yeh kovet Torah v'kovet Navi shavet. Shouldn't have somebody lane only from the Navi, just like you have people laning only from the Torah and equalize them. The kivin de mishum kovet Torah. Therefore, even the person who reads from the Navi has to read from the Torah too. The lomishum chova lav mi minyano. Since he's not from part of the chova to read, just as kovet Torah, he doesn't count as one of the aliyahs. Keneged zayin shikaru b'torah lo piches kol echad migim psukim. When you have seven aliyahs, the minimum is three. So the minimum haftorah is 21. The misa deino olam min aminyan, and if mafter is an extra eighth aliyah, you should need 24 psukim. Havi lu shmona shikaru b'torah v'chav dalek boyina b'navi. Since the mafter only gets an aliyah because it's covered a Torah, so we don't count him in the amount of psukim for the haftorah. Makom sheish torgum shani sheish torach letzibur. If there's a maturgum on it, it's a big tircha anyway, so half the haftorah is like a whole haftorah where there is no matar.